Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Good, Rude, and Partly Nude. This is Nikki, and today I am finally joined once again by my girlfriend, Nat Cruz.
Woo!
Bakit lagi kong sinasabi yung...
Yeah!
Alam mo, lagi kong sinasabi yung last name mo kapag... Well, Nat.
Oh, alam mo, the Nat Cruz.
The Nat Cruz.
At the Nat Cruz.
That's because of her Instagram handle. And we're launching a new episode on a Monday instead of a Friday. That's deliberate because this is our hashtag anti-Valentine episode. We usually launch new episodes on Fridays, but we deliberately did not do that last Friday because obviously it was Valentine's. And I know that you were expecting an episode from Nat and I.
Yeah, we had our own episode.
Baby, no!
Okay, go. Cut.
Anyway, this is the anti-Valentine episode, but like I said in the description, it's not gonna be any... It's not gonna speak anything negative about the celebration or the occasion because we also celebrated Valentine's ourselves. But this is like breaking again the usual perspective of Valentine's and romantic love, and it's so common to hear people say wala akong date Valentine's na, wala pa rin akong date or single pa rin ako, parang it just feels like it's time to step into your power if you're single or if you are in a relationship like we are. There is a different perspective, the different way to see love, which is for us the real, the raw and real love. So how are we gonna do this? This episode is actually inspired by our red book. Babe, are you there? Hi.
I'm here. Yes, Things by Waylon Lewis.
What's the full title?
Things I Would Like to Do With You. But okay. Also known as Things.
Yeah, it's also known as Things. It's not a book that you'll find in any bookstore. Yep. They didn't publish it with any bookstore. You won't find it on Amazon or anywhere else. Because the beautiful thing about this book is that he only prints it when someone purchases
yes,
it, right?
If you purchase it.
Purchase siya nagpa-print ng physical copy. Mm-hmm. Because he also sells it as an e-book, right? There's yes, like a digital copy. And that is because they don't want Waylon Lewis, he's also the founder of Elephant Journal. He doesn't want to he wants it to be a real eco book. Like he doesn't want to cause any more damage by printing so many copies and then ending up not selling all of it, right? How did we get the book?
Yes. Well, I learned about Waylon Lewis first through Elephant Journal. So ever since, I've been subscribing. Kasi uso pa yun eh.
It's so funny. Yeah, I used to subscribe to Elephant Journal from way back 2011.
Di pa sila masyadong kilala nun.
And yun nga eh. At saka, I don't know a lot of people who subscribe to Elephant Journal. From, like, here. Maybe there are a lot from elsewhere, but I don't personally know people who subscribe to it. So I was so surprised
that I knew about it.
Yeah. Yes.
It is an amazing website. It's very spiritual. At the same time, they post a lot of articles na very fresh perspective on love, meditation, yoga,
stuff
like that.
Yeah, and Waylon himself is vegan.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't eat any. Is he vegan or he's vegetarian? I think I'm not sure, I know he's plant based.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this book came to my hands before he even launched it. Oh no! I knew about the book before he launched it. And we were talking. What kinikilig ka?
Oh, kinikilig.
No. I knew that he was gonna launch the book, and I was waiting for it. And
were you?
Yeah, oh, I was waiting for it. Okay. Remember, you also said, you also told me not to buy it because you bought it for me. There, are you forgetting how?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually bought
the ebook,
both.
Yeah,
ebook and the printed one, and I had one, the other one with the signed option. Parang extra $5 out if you get it signed.
Yeah,
and I actually learned about the book because he would post quotes
from it,
from the book.
That was like a build up to it.
Yes, and the quotes were not cheesy at all. I think that's the appeal to it. And it's very raw. It's a raw way of looking at love, which is why I love the book.
Yeah.
Especially after I read it.
Yeah.
Because that's when I realized that, hey, I'm not alone when it comes to thinking about love this way. And that it's a very fresh perspective because it's a very unromantic book.
Yeah. Just to give everyone who's listening an idea, things I would like to do with you is not a novel. It's a compilation of writings, actually.
Excuse me.
It's like based on his experience.
His love life.
He took inspiration from that and wrote everything in such a... It's so emotional for
it's
me.
Emotional,
it's not even nakakakilig. Walang part doon na nakakakilig. It's real and it's raw. Mm. That's why I felt that as I was reading the quotes that he would post or the excerpts that he would post on his Instagram, I would feel his emotions. Like he really spoke through his writing. That's why I was waiting for it to launch. Mm. And I knew that it would take time for me to get a physical copy of the book, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want a digital one. But you gave me both.
I gave you both, yes. I actually read the ebook, had it printed out. So, pinabind ko pa siya. I read it first, and
I still
then
have it.
I put highlights on the stuff that I wanted you
to read.
Or things that resonated with me. It's like a love letter to you, the highlighted ones.
Yeah, I remember. And I guess that's why we're doing this episode on romanticizing love, is because we didn't start off very romantic either. Like, our views of love. I mean, we were cheesy, and we would be lovey-dovey as any couple.
New couple.
Right? But our foundation of how we both view love and getting into relationships such as ours is that we were on the same page with it. And it was like based on the views. We already agreed on this view. So that's why we're doing this episode. How are we gonna do this? I asked Nat to write down or like to think of three very unromantic things that she likes about a relationship, and I did the same. We didn't tell each other what those three things are, and we're just gonna bring them up here.
Okay.
In this episode, you wanna go first?
Okay.
What's one thing that you love about a relationship?
You want to be like swapping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one is that the first unromantic thing or instance that I love about us is that we don't always agree on things.
In fact, we always argue.
But it's more of, sometimes it's irritating, but I love debating with you because this is something I've been doing all my life in the shower. Debating with myself.
So now we...
I'm a Libra.
So finally...
And it's a mental exercise for me. Sometimes I would get a belief and then I debate that belief in my head, and then I'll also get to the other side and debate about that. So little did you know that I've already had like a whole session of a debate after my shower. It's a mental exercise. Okay, so going back, the first thing is that I love that we don't always agree on things. And that if we don't agree, if you don't agree, it's up for a healthy discussion as to why you believe in so and so, right?
Yeah. So, and I know that sometimes it really gets into like a heated argument with us.
Yeah, it's an argument is still healthy for.
It's still healthy.
It's healthy. It's not necessarily that you argue that you're in a fight.
Yeah.
That's ours.
Yun nga, ayun sa atin kasi we never end up in a fight.
We don't end up in the fight. We just debate. It's a healthy discussion. It's a healthy human discussion that, you know what, we don't always agree with certain things. But I like that you challenge me with my views as well.
Right.
So,
I love hearing you say, you know, you're right.
Yeah. But I also like it when you hear that, yeah, I'm right too.
Yeah, I've learned to tell you that, even though in my head I think, oh, okay, she's right, but then I've learned to vocalize that and tell you that you're right.
We're both right all the time.
My number one is us being able to grow together, mm-hmm. but as individuals.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Right? Like, we don't all if you think about it, we're together really often.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still able to, we never run out of things to talk about. Like, I always want to hear your opinions. Your opinion on things, and you always find a way to grow on your own, as I do, like you finding the maze. Mm-hmm. And me realizing that, okay, I tried it, but it's not for me. Mm-hmm. And just accepting that yeah. we won't be the same.
Yeah.
And that, like, for example, also when you need more time to just flow and be by yourself. Mm-hmm. I love that about us because it allows us to thrive on our own and to grow and be better at what we do. But we come back together and mm-hmm. we're like, okay, we actually complement each other.
Yeah.
That's my number one. What's your number two?
My number two would be that it's actually related to what you said. Because you've been a teacher for so many years, right? So I find myself sometimes in this situation that we also have a student-teacher kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Because as a budding teacher myself, that I love that I get to ask you on some cues na parang, does this work? Yeah. Or does this not work? And you're not afraid to say to call me out.
Parang, your shit.
You're saying too many things.
Or
you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
You're mumbling.
Babe, ilaw mo lang yung nakakarinig ng kiss mo. Ano na?
I'm working on that. But yeah, I love that about us. That we get to learn from each other. And I get to learn from your experience from years of teaching. What works, what doesn't work. And yeah, it's very insightful.
And unromantic.
And it's unromantic, but it works.
Yeah. My number two is, it kind of sounds like the first one, but it's really not. It's more of just in a physical sense. I love that we can be alone together.
That's my three. Okay.
From the very... Okay, so that's your number three.
Okay.
From the very beginning, from like when we were dating, I love that we could spend time with each other and just be quiet.
Yeah.
Because you know how when some... When new couples are getting to know each other or like yeah. when they're... When you start dating someone, it feels like, okay, I can't be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll just give you an idea for the listeners. So we have the same. That's my third, that we can be quiet together. And I just wanted to jump in on this. It's not... You don't always have to fill the air with words. That's for me. Sometimes being quiet together is also a big thing.
It is.
Also being quiet alone. Like, you have your own... You have your alone time. I have my flow time. And I love that about us because we get to respect each other's aloneness because I love being alone. It's not scary for me.
Me too.
And I think that's also why the universe gave me you, because it's... I learned to love myself and date myself. You know, I had... I was able to... Like, I enjoy my own company. I don't have to always have someone with me.
Yeah.
I can go out in a restaurant and confidently say that it's a table for one. Na parang no hugot or whatsoever. Yeah. Table for
on
one.
On Valentine's Day, yeah, table for one.
I can do that, right? But... Yeah, so I'm really thankful for the universe that we do complement each other and that we don't always have to fill the space or the air
with words. We both value that space. Mm-hmm. You have to be on the same page as your partner mm-hmm. or on the same wavelength as your partner for you to even... understand that just being together mm-hmm. physically, being able to do that and yeah. not have to like, oh, what are you doing? Yeah. Although I know I'm like that sometimes. it's not necessary for you to be fully present. Yeah. And actually, mas nafe-feel mo yung presence, eh, yeah. diba? Like, I feel you... actually being here with me when we're quiet.
Because
mm-hmm. you can always talk about work, talk about mm-hmm. things outside, talk mm-hmm. about ceilings flow or whatever. Mm-hmm. All the other things. And not be here. Like, your head is somewhere else. Yeah. Right? Versus you not saying anything and just
yeah, there's being a difference. Here.
Physically.
Yeah, because you can be quiet and still be holding the space. Right?
Yeah.
Or just be quiet. You don't have to, like... I love that there are moments that you do ask me what's on my mind. Also, there are moments that you don't ask me because sometimes we don't want to those things to be known. Right? Sometimes you're just quiet. Or, and yeah. there's really nothing.
There's it's really literally nothing. Going nothing. On. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are our three...
Not yet.
Oh, wait. So you have
that your... That was my number two. That was
that's
my
your number two.
Two.
Okay, number so two? Now we go to your number three because we have the same number.
Three.
Technically.
But you didn't say what your number two is.
I didn't?
Did you? Okay, oh yeah.
I did. Okay.
My number three is so small. It's that we sleep in a... quite a big bed for the two mm-hmm. of us, but we're still holding hands.
Is that unromantic? Is that not?
It's unromantic.
It's unromantic.
You know why I think it's unromantic? Remember Benj? So Nat's brother, younger brother Benj, is such a hopeless romantic, right? I love yeah. him so much for that.
He is a but real softy for a really gigantic.
He is right. a gentle giant.
He's a gentle giant. And I love him so much.
Yeah, I love him. I remember he asked us, back when we weren't living together yet, we were at your house. And then I think we were just having lunch or something. And then for some reason, I don't know how it got there, but the conversation was like, he asked us how we slept.
Hmm. I do not remember this.
I remember it so clearly because I remember things like this. And then he was like, and then I laughed. I think we laughed because we don't snuggle. Like, it's we do, but not all the time. Not but more often, we just hold hands.
Yeah, because my arm, it dies.
Number one, because it's
they have to design. I think there are beds designed now for cuddling.
I think it's a pillow. Is it a bed? A
mattress? Then, nakailalim yung...
Yeah, like...
Yung may crevice din sa bed.
Anyone who knows Nat, you've probably seen Nat. Even on Instagram, you'll see that she has broad shoulders. And she can't be on her side the whole night with me resting on your shoulder because it's just really uncomfortable. Yeah. And it's the same with me. Like, I can't be turning and be snuggling. It feels like I'm gonna break my neck.
Actually, feeling ko a mobility exercise siya kasi naka, ano siya, naka 90 degree angle sa ilalim ng pillow, tapos naka straight.
And then even sometimes when we try to do that, right, after like a while, okay, 2 minutes is done. Then we get out of the position. We sleep comfortably. We just end up holding each other's hand because there's really no point in trying to snuggle if it's uncomfortable for us.
It's like at the expense of a dead arm
or a stiff neck or in the morning. So yeah, I love that about us.
Okay, so those are three. So just to recap, the first one is that we don't always agree on things and we get to debate about it. It's up for a healthy discussion most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is that I get to learn from you when it comes to teaching. And then the third one is, we could be quiet together.
Mm-hmm.
We get alone time and we respect that. Those are my three, and your three?
My three are, the first one is we're able to grow together, but still as individuals and not really lose ourselves in the process. And then two is the same as yours, being alone, but physically together.
Yeah, my third one is your two.
Yeah, and then my last one is sleeping while holding hands, which is like a very small thing. But it means so much to me because you know how, going back to that conversation with Ben, she was like, bakit ganon? Ba't kayo ganon matulog? He feels like it's not malambing.
Oh, okay.
That's why I remember it because he was surprised when we told him that we just hold hands. So yeah, and it's that's real. And I think our friends and the people who actually see us together will know that we're still very much intimate with each other. Maybe we're not that showy in public. Yeah. We're not PDA. But the biggest things or the most important things, that the things that matter to us in a relationship is how we communicate with each other. And like, every time we come home, we're like, how's your day?
Yeah.
And we still have something to say. Yeah. And we're always in the mood to tell each other how our days went. And, you know, those things. That's completely unromantic. But it makes up so much of our relationship, I think. So, and it's not just in relationships. Like, the romantic relationship. But with your friends and with your family. It applies it. For you to be really present around your loved ones and your, like, your best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, my best friend.
You mean Burly?
Yeah.
I call Shirley Burly.
She can come over to our place and just be here, right? And just watch.
She's just watching TV.
Right? Like, we don't have to talk about anything special. We don't have to do anything.
It's a throuple. That's what she calls it.
She tropo. Listens to her podcast. I love her so much.
And when we'd be holding hands in the mall,
she'll hold our hands too, so they're like three people. Like holding yeah. So, and with her, since it's not even what I wanted to, and I haven't driven the point home, but like with her, she knows that there are no holds barred when I tell her off. Like, I will tell her something that sounds like I hate her so much, and she knows that's not how I mean it. And it could be that it doesn't have to be, oh, she's your BFF, she can't be like this or she can't be like that.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with
to give our viewers yes, watch it. To give our listeners an idea, Nikki is actually very savage, and that's what I love about her, because she balances me off. Because I'm very
quiet.
I can be very quiet, or someone can do me wrong, and I'd be just in disbelief. And she would be there and
stepping in.
It's not that you're fighting the battles for me, but some battles I'm just not willing to go. Like, for me, it's so, what is this person even for real? And she'd be like, hold my shit.
Hold my shit. I do not wait for it to like sink in.
I think that's the Libra in me. I'm like, do I have to like converse with this? Am I gonna? And then she'd be like, I'm gonna be here. You can't do that, or can't say that against my girlfriend. And meanwhile, at the back, I'm still like
in disbelief,
even computing if I should be. Should I do this? I'm already making a map in my head. If I do this, if this happens,
yeah. And I'm like that with everyone, not just so. You might think that I'm a nice person. I like to say that I'm a very nice person. She's very,
too nice. You're savage. You can be savage and be too nice with it when it comes to your energy, because that's what makes us different. Like, she would be crying over a video and I'd be like, huh? What? And then I'd watch it and like, am I supposed to feel... I feel bad. I mean, sometimes I would feel bad, but then it's not to a point that I would cry about it. And I guess that's
being an empath.
That's being an empath. She feels
everything,
the highs and the lows. And I think that's what you need to control, is like allowing people with your energy.
Yeah. But yeah,
but that's what makes you you.
Yeah, but that's what makes me savage too. Yeah. Like, when it comes to people that I love, like, if someone abuses you, or if someone abuses me, and I know that I'm not supposed to be treated that way, I'm really gonna stand up for myself. Yeah. And I'll stand up for you, I'll stand up for my friends. And if I know that my friends aren't doing the right thing, I'ma tell them off on their shit. And I won't hold back.
Yeah, I've seen it. Actually, all her friends are savages like her. They're all no chill.
That is not true.
That is true.
Not true.
Absolutely true.
So there, I thought you were going to read off of the book.
Oh yes, I was going to read off of the book. But I just remembered the quote that I was going to read. A quote again from a different author. But
that's fine.
Yeah, it's from page 177. It goes, of course I'll hurt you, of course you'll hurt me, of course we will hurt each other, but this is the very condition of existence. To become spring means accepting the risk of winter. To become presence means accepting the risk of absence. So that's, I don't know how they pronounce this, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He's actually the author of Little Prince. That's also my favorite book. Yes.
And mine was like, I love the whole book. I just absolutely love the whole book, because sometimes I feel sad. I like feeling sad.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a bad
thing. It's not a bad thing. I like feeling sad, and I've always known that I like that feeling since I was a kid. And so I was like, when I was reading, I was turning through the pages of the book, I'm like, I can't find one that I want to share. And I just got the bookmark that came with it, and I showed Nat what was on it, and she's like, that's actually really nice. And it says, love is about finding one's match. We shall touch our minds and hearts together at once. Subject. And never condescend nor aim to say. Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah. And then I told you that this is us.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is there's two sides. So obviously you guys can see us. But the
two sides bookmark, of the bookmark
that comes with the book has a couple of quotes that are printed on both sides. So, on either side pala. Because there's like one on each side.
And can you read it again? Then I'll read the flip side.
So, this is the one that's nice about like the idea of love. Love is about finding one's match. We shall touch our minds and hearts together at once and never condescend nor aim for any goal between us but the truth. And this is what I always say to everyone, that there's nothing good communication cannot fix.
Yeah, I believe in that.
And then I showed Nat the other side, and it's...
So it says, I will bring our book and read it to you. It will not all be romance. It will be better. It will be ours.
Which is like her bringing this book to me. And that's how we started.
Well, at first they gave you that sugar book.
She gave me a different...
That's how I make legal through books. Come on, guys. That's how you do it. You gotta give books.
Step your game up.
Don't overthink it. Books.
Yeah. But only if the girl loves books.
Well, only... Well... Yeah. Yeah.
She never... I don't think you ever gave me flowers before we became a couple. She only ever gave me really valuable books that she knew I would love, and also that means so much more.
The magnolia, is that the magnolia flower? That's my favorite tree. Yung sa ano?
Yung kalachuchi.
Kalachuchi. The white one. That's my favorite. I love the smell. Parang same family ata siya ng magnolia. Basta same family siya ng magnolia. The smell is so nice and fragrant. Very... And I don't usually like yung mga flowery scents.
Yeah.
Because when you say flowery scents, usually yun yung rose.
Yeah.
This one is very musky. And parang medyo jasmine yung amoy niya.
So, yeah.
And yeah, I love it. That's the flower that I gave you... The one that's fallen. Because I don't like picking from the tree.
Oh, yeah. That's one more thing I don't like picking from the tree. You.
I just let it fall. And then that's... I'll just get the nice one. Siyempre, hindi naman yung...
Lantana.
And you kept that, right? Parang pin-reserve mo siya sa book.
It's in my planner from that year. And I keep my planners. It's actually there in your closet. So... Yeah, I love that about you. Because you never pick flowers. You just pick them from the ground. Kahit kalachuchi siya.
It's a very nice flower.
But there was a story to that din naman kasi. So it was okay.
From Mind Museum. Yeah.
Talaga sinabi mo kung saan?
Kasi madami dun yun eh. Tsaka marami
din siya sa... And we were talking. As in like talking. The moment it fell, you picked it up and you gave it to me. Because we were... Yeah. Almost gonna break it off.
Yeah.
Kahit na hindi pa tayo. Someday we will tell our story.
Someday we will tell our story. But for now...
not in this episode.
Yeah.
So if you're still listening...
Yeah.
Thank you for making it this far. We really appreciate it. And that's how we see love. I mean, we're not gonna go preachy on you on how you should see love, but I hope with what we see in each other, what we appreciate in each other, and the unromantic things that we love about our relationship, you also understand that for you to be madly in love,
you have to love yourself first.
And that you don't have to subscribe to every bit of thing that media sells us is romantic.
Yes.
Right? It's not always what we see in movies.
It's not always romantic.
And it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And, it's really a two-way street. You have to be able to communicate to each other. And sometimes not talking is also a form of communication.
Yeah.
Like, let's say if we fight. Ako kasi, I like to, gusto ko, ayos na siya eh. But then I learned that from you that sometimes it just takes time to cool off, for you to feel the things that you need to feel. And that's what I learned in this relationship, is just allowing that.
Yeah.
Na parang not necessarily it has to be, because you know how they say na don't let that person sleep angry. As much as possible, we try. But there's also that you have to allow your person or you to feel the things that you need to feel so you can heal.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a give and take. It's a two-way street. And it's work, but the type of work that you love doing,
and you'll know when that person is worth the work.
Yes,
from the very beginning, trust your gut, and then the work feels like less.
Yeah, because it's more of how would you love yourself. Don't you want to feel free? Because that's always my thing, na parang your love should feel like you're free. Because they have this expression na parang pag nagkasal or something, parang sakal na.
Yeah.
And that's not how I would visualize it, is that we are, okay, here's the unromantic part. We are walking together. And as we grow, so we're just holding hands, no chains, no anything. And if there's a moment that we have to, like, sometimes maybe we'll have to break off our hold. Maybe you'll take a detour, I'll take a detour, or you know, then we go back again. No, this is what I'm saying, is that, okay, so here's the thing. It's unromantic, right? But we are humans, and that yun nga, the hurt is still gonna be there, because with the hurt there's also the joy, the perks, right? You can't just love the one side of it.
Yeah.
You have to accept that even you just loving yourself, there's also the good and the bad. Right, taking care of yourself. There's also, you have to acknowledge there's that you yourself have flaws. You have flaws. You have toxic traits of your own. And the key,
or things that you don't like about yourself.
Things that you don't like about yourself. And you can just do something about it, right?
Or accept it. Yeah.
And then that's when, after you accept it, that's when you can do something about it. But my idea of love is that you have to feel free. And that it is nothing is set to stone ever. And that's what makes it beautiful. That's life. It's not set to stone. That's what makes it beautiful, is that it's not permanent. So you get to do what you want with a specific time lang. Because if you're immortal, let's say, then there's nothing.
It won't be special.
It won't be special because forever ka naman dito. I mean,
it's the idea of something being finite.
Yes, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
is that we're gonna die. And I remember for the longest time I've been scared of death, but then you realize that it's what makes life beautiful is that you don't get to be here forever, and that the decisions you make will matter. So you have to like really choose your battles, choose the people that you give your love and attention to, because it matters. It's yeah. also a disservice to you if you don't do that.
Yeah.
So it's really an internal thing. How would you love yourself? You have to learn to love yourself first.
Mm-mm.
Before you can give it to others. Because how would you know? How would you know if you're getting treated the right way if you don't treat yourself the right way?
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why we always say we choose each other every day.
Every day.
Because it's a choice that you make every day. It's not like, oh, siyaan, ayan eh.
Yeah.
We don't settle.
We don't settle. It's choosing.
It's a choice every day to be here.
I love you.
I love you. It's just touching my foot.
This is very unromantic.
Yeah. And my feet are actually cold.
You're cold.
Anyway, that's it. If you want to continue the conversation, you know where to reach us. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And if you want to get a copy of the book, it's such a beautiful book. Nice. And I really highly encourage everyone to read it. Mm-hmm. It's not a novel, it's a compilation of writings mm-hmm. of from different ano nga eh, parang
it's almost not, so poetic. Every line yeah, is poetic.
It's poetic, but they're not poems.
They're not poems.
Right? So yes. they're like very short pieces that mm-hmm. have been that's like he has sewn them together.
Yes, yes.
Is what I like to call it, but he has sewn those small pieces of himself yeah. from his heart into a book, and it's so special because I know then that he didn't publish it commercially. Yeah. That even I think the ink ata is mm-hmm. Soy ink.
Yeah, the vegan. Ink. I think it's here. It says something about the ink.
Yeah. Being... It's soy ink, I think.
Soy ink.
And yeah. the packaging is also very sustainably yeah. packaged.
Minimal it's lang not... siya. It just came in a cardboard.
Just to protect
yung,
it.
I think, yeah, just to protect it. Baka nga yung sa ano yun eh.
Sa shipping na
siya mismo eh. But he ships it as is. No special frills or whatever. It's just that.
You'll find it. You can just search for it. The title of the book is Things I Would Like to Do With You by Waylon H. Lewis. You'll also find him on Instagram. He posts a lot of very spiritual and valuable content if you're interested in that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Babe, thank you for joining me again. Everyone missed you.
Hi.
Or sabi ko lang yun.
Actually, everyone missed me. One person. Yeah, you go, one person. That's right.
I missed you being on the pod. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.